Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Thank you to everyone for sending me this this story.
Oh, yeah.
It's a follow-up. The Kenilworth School Superintendent charged Monday with defecating in public was caught in the act.
In the act.
At the Homedale High School football field and track after surveillance was set up due to human feces being found on a daily basis.
What a loathsome individual.
So it wasn't his school. It was like a neighboring school.
It was a rival school, I had heard. So.
Yeah, it's like stealing the mascot.
So Thomas Tramaglini, who's 42 years old, lives about 3 miles from Homedale High School in neighboring Aberdeen. He was running at the track on the athletic fields around 5:50 a.m. before he was arrested. Track coaches and staff at Homedale High School told the district's resource officer that they had found human feces on or near the football field and track daily.
Daily?
School employees began monitoring the area. And on Monday, police arrested Tramaglini at about 5:50 a.m. He is also charged with lewdness and littering. He's due in municipal court on Monday to answer charges.
He looks very sad.
Tramaglini has taken a paid leave of absence from his $147,000 a year job.
As there is an incident involving my public pooping, I will not be attending work for the next 2 weeks.
Leave can only be unpaid if a person is indicted or faces tenure charges, and that's citing state law. He was replaced by Superintendent Scott Taylor, who resigned in August of 2015. So this dude was caught on camera taking a dump on the neighbor, on his rival school's track and field, and did it daily.
I don't mind admitting this, but I would love to see that footage.
I would too.
I just want to see the setup. I want to see if he does like a dog and walks around in circles before he goes.
God, this guy. Wow, that's insane.
Well, it's higher learning.
A Vermont man is facing charges that he used a shotgun to silence a smoke detector in the kitchen of his apartment. Police say two shots fired Monday afternoon from the 20-gauge shotgun owned by 68-year-old Leroy Mason hit the adjoining wall of an occupied apartment.
Goddamn thing.
Police said the Mason has complained about frequent false alarms from his smoke detector.
And he was frying up some scrapple.
He was upset fire crews wouldn't relocate it, so he took it upon himself to relocate the smoke detector and shot it off with a shotgun.
Can't you just take the batteries out?
That's what most people would do.
I don't reach for the shotgun first.
Emergency personnel say they took the shotgun from Mason, who then pointed a handgun at them while demanding his shotgun back.
It's really a useful kitchen tool, the shotgun.
Emergency crews disarmed Mason, and there were no injuries. He has pleaded not guilty and was released.
It was hurting my ears.
Okay. Are you ready for this story?
Disgusting, horrific.
It's just awesome all the way around.
All right.
I mean, it's a bad thing that happened.
But it is an amusing thing.
The details are a little bit on the funny side.
All right.
A Brooklyn jail guard's massive hook-shaped penis helped the feds nab him for sexually assaulting inmates. It was revealed in court on Tuesday as jurors listened on in shock.
Wow. So he has a massive hook-shaped penis.
Lieutenant Eugenio Perez is accused of forcing women at the Metropolitan Detention Center to give him oral, and prosecutors said that they were able to nail him as a suspect when multiple accusers described his distinctive phallus.
Okay.
Indeed, the schlong arm of the law caught up with Perez.
Back to you, Kate.
When the feds made him drop trow to make a positive ID. Just what made Perez's member so memorable also became a big reveal on the first day of the Brooklyn jail guard sexual abuse trial. This is according to an inmate from the federal lockup. She said he wasn't circumcised, and it was like a hook. It was humongous, and it was curved.
It sounds like a fleshy boomerang.
Yeah, this is a 38-year-old former inmate in Sunset Park. She testified anonymously, but she also noted, and I quote,
"All right, let us have it.
It kind of smelled bad."
Oh my God!
Was it her job to smell it?
She said, "If it didn't stink, I would have been all over that S."
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, in a way, a compliment.
Yeah. The woman who was jailed.
If it didn't, I think any guy would be happy to hear that if their junk didn't stink, your lover would be all over that ass.
The woman who was jailed at the time on a drug charge but has since been released said Perez had approached her at, when she was getting cleanup supplies from a cameraless lieutenant's office at the jail. And at first she embraced his hugs and kisses because she was lonely. But after a while it became forceful and she was like, no, this is wrong.
Yeah, well, absolutely. A little bit of advice, though, to people with hook-shaped, fleshy, uncircumcised penises. Clean them, please.
Clean them. Yeah. Perez was one of three guards charged last May with turning the detention center into their personal harem. So they've had some real problems, and they are starting to track down. But this guy, multiple people had said the same thing about his unit and the way it was shaped. And
aren't
that's how they busted him.
Aren't there cameras in?
Not in that area. It's at a cameraless, lieutenant's area. Office.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. All right, and then one more story, we'll wrap it up. During his Monday tour through Crestview, Congressman Matt Gaetz met with sixth graders at Shoal River Middle School to give them a brief civics lesson. And at least one young girl learned about her First Amendment right. After meeting with students, Gaetz took a selfie with the audience and quickly shared it to his Facebook page. And I guess he didn't notice. The kids were smiling and waving their hands, and one young lady is in the front, clearly extending her middle finger.
Oh, that's great.
Flipping it off in the picture. She's a sixth grader. It's hilarious. Look at the bottom right. The congressman said it's just another day in politics. He said it's certain to occur again. The mother girl commented on the photo, which had 500 shares of the writing of this article, saying that she was very sorry about the photo and would deal with her daughter. She said, political views aside, this is completely unacceptable, and I apologize on behalf of my daughter. She wrote, I'm very sorry this occurred. Dozens of commenters said the girl was simply exercising her First Amendment rights. Gaetz replied back, saying that he had a lovely time with the students. He said, as a middle school student, I'm sure I had plenty of lapses in judgment that were far more severe than this one. We've all been middle schoolers. We all know what the wonder years are like.
Do you remember when you first flipped the bird as a statement? When you were aware of what, when you really meant it?
I was a little kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody was flipping the bird around.
It was all the rage.
Yeah, yeah. I think it might have been around the time, Steve, of the Bad News Bears.
Yes.
Because they did that a few times in a movie. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah. So. I like it that.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A young mother obsessed with murder and male sacrifice who stabbed her on and off boyfriend five times with a kitchen knife while dressed in clown makeup has been jailed for 11 and a half years.
Why?
This is in the UK. Court heard Zoe.
Their rules are a little stricter.
Zoe Adams, who was 19, put a pillow over Kieran Bewick's head to make sex kinkier and only to stab him with a 10-inch blade.
The old bait and switch.
She admitted stabbing Mr. Bewick and causing him grievous bodily harm.
When Rochelle asked to put a pillowcase over your face, do you go with it or do you not do it out of fear of being stabbed?
No, I have a pretty even trust with her.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I don't have to worry about that happening. But anyhow, she told a trial of an issue that she had no memory of the stabbing and claimed that it was an overreaction after the teenager started kissing her against her will.
Wow.
The case came to court because of the vast differences between Adams and Mr. Bewick's accounts of the incident. And Judge James Atkin decided that the victim was telling the truth. He branded her cruel and sadistic. While the court also heard disturbing images were found on her iPhone, including one of a blood-covered woman with the caption saying, "Murder is like a bag of chips. You can't stop after just one."
Well, looking at her picture here, she definitely has the look of an insane person.
Yeah.
The judge said Adams planned to attack by taking both a knife and duct tape to his bedroom.
Jeez.
Adams dressed up as a clown and cuddled Mr. Bewick in bed, claiming that her appearance was a joke because the teenager was afraid of clowns.
That's pretty funny. She still has her old sense of humor.
She told the court her next memory was of him standing before her, seriously injured, and asking why she stabbed him.
But I don't know.
She's going to jail for 11 and a half years. A Lewis County judge jumped into action to stop an attack in his courtroom, and microphones captured it all. The incident came just months after a scathing report on courtroom safety statewide. District Court Judge R.W. Buzzard sat inside the Lewis County Courthouse on the bench listening to a motion until a 63-year-old man took exception to his ruling. Said, "I ruled against him." And he turned and he hit the attorney behind the left ear and in the back of the head.
Wow.
Without any forewarning. And I left the bench and I restrained him. So the judge restrained
him. The judge jumped across and took action. It's usually the bailiff that steps in.
Before the assault, microphones captured Buzzard saying, "I'll enter the judgment against you. So here's what can happen," the defendant replies. Boom. And then he hit the guy. And the next sound is a sudden movement and a woman screaming. Buzzard said he immediately left the bench and did not hesitate. He said, absolutely not, because somebody in the courtroom was being attacked, and I didn't know what this individual's intentions were, and the safety of everyone in the courtroom was an issue at that point, and it was supposed to be a civil proceeding.
He's like Super Judge.
Buzzard said, in his 14 years on the bench, no one has ever gotten violent in his courtroom. He may just have been lucky. Let's see. In Florida, Ricky Coburg Pereiro said in a Facebook post that she and her husband heard loud noises that prompted them to investigate the outside of their home when they found two bears lurking outside their garage and a third bear closed inside of the family's SUV, which was parked in the driveway.
Uh-huh.
So three of them all together, and one found its way into their SUV.
We were arguing over who was going to ride shotgun.
Seminole County Sheriff's deputies and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers responded to the home. An officer opened the vehicle's door and released the bear after the animal had trashed the inside of it for 30 minutes.
Thank you.
So it apparently ripped the car inside and out.
So the other two bears were just kind of waiting?
I guess so.
And where was this?
This is in Florida.
I didn't know there was a big bear problem.
I've been shocked too, Nick. There is a fairly sizable bear population in Florida. Yeah. Now they're more tan.
Pereira says that the vehicle is a total loss. All right, and then one more story. The paintball wars of Milwaukee.
Yes.
Milwaukee police officers have responded to 65 reports of people, including two postal workers, being hit by paintballs in the past 5 days throughout the city. That's a lot, man. 65?
That's a lot. When the paintball guns first came out, there was a rash of this stuff, but this seems like a throwback.
The most recent incident occurred Monday afternoon when a man was walking with his caretaker and was hit in the face by a paintball during a drive-by-style shooting on the city's east side.
That hurt.
Police officials believe the paintball shooting stemmed from postings on social media. The trend actually began with influential hip-hop artists, in particular Atlanta rapper 21 Savage, who called for people to put down real guns and pick up paintball guns instead.
Ah, he's a genius.
So far, no one has been seriously injured, but paintballs can travel up to 300 feet per second.
They can hurt like a bastard.
It doesn't appear to be just one group. Multiple groups of young people, ages 20 and younger, have been seen shooting paintball guns from several vehicles. One person was arrested over the weekend and told investigators that it was, quote, a social media thing with multiple groups spread citywide.
The social media. Do you remember how many times we shot or had other people shoot other people with bare skin?
Oh, yeah.
And paintballs.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The welts, the blood.
Yeah.
We stopped doing that.
We did stop doing that eventually. But, yeah, Kathy, and they would bleed. Absolutely.
Now, mind you, it was funny, but we realized we had probably gone too far.
Similar paintball incidents have been reported across the country, by the way. So this is the thing, and it's happening. And that is what I have in the B-File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.